Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Amen.
Today's first reading is from the Old Testament book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse 1. Said, Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses on the pretext of the marriage he had contracted with a Cushite woman. So Aaron and Miriam were the brother and sister of Moses, and the Hebrew verb for to speak in that verse is actually in the feminine singular, so it indicates that Miriam was the principal instigator here, which explains why she gets the correction later on. But Moses' marriage wasn't the real problem. The real problem was that Miriam and Aaron were jealous of him. They were jealous of his position of authority over the Israelites. They were jealous of the intimate relationship that he had with God. Aaron was high priest of the people. We read that, for example, in Exodus 28. He was a prophet subordinate to Moses, as the Lord had said in Exodus 7, verse 1, when he said, See, I make you, Moses, as God to Pharaoh, and Aaron, your brother, shall be your prophet. And Miriam herself was a prophetess, as we read in Exodus 15, verse 20. But instead of seeing these offices as gifts given to them for the good of the people, Aaron and Miriam saw the office of prophet as privileges from which they could gain advantages. So says the Navarre Biblical Commentary, and it seems like they have a point on that one. The gifts and blessings that the Lord had given Aaron and Miriam were making them feel proud and entitled, rather than making them actually be more humble and grateful. Then we read this. They complained, Is it through Moses alone that God speaks? Does he not also speak through us? It's Numbers 12:2. So notice how in the name of what's good and holy, Aaron and Miriam start acting in a way that's not good and not holy. Perhaps we can tie that into something that we said last week about some of those YouTube personalities who, in the name of truth, at times act in ways which are neither good nor holy. And that being said, the next line of today's first reading reads this, And the Lord heard this. Numbers 12:2, meaning that God heard the accusation of Aaron and Miriam against Moses, and he wasn't very happy. And the Lord heard this means that we could imagine God beginning to roll up his sleeves because he's going to step in and deliver what we might call a fraternal correction. A little piece of advice, don't mess with God's anointed ones, because when you do that, you're messing with God. Some people have shared with me stories about that are actually very similar to today's first reading, but we won't go into detail on that one. Numbers 12:3 says this, Moses himself was by far the meekest man on the face of the earth. The Hebrew word that's used there for meek is anav. It means meek or humble or gentle. It could also mean poor or afflicted or oppressed. We know that Jesus, our Lord himself, said that he is meek and humble of heart, right? Matthew 11:29. So the heart of Moses was actually very much like the heart of Christ. Also saying that Moses was the meekest man on the face of the earth meant that he was the one who most put his trust in God. So notice the corollary there. Greatness in God's eyes is found in meekness and in humility. It's not found in positions of power and authority necessarily. God measures greatness in a way that's completely opposite to the way that the world measures it. We see that famously in the Gospels when, for example, in Luke chapter 3, if you've read that, it opens up, Luke chapter 3 opens up by saying this. It says, In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, Herod being the tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, Licinius, tetrarch of Abilene, in the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, then it says, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. That's Luke 3, verses 1 and 2. So notice that, very interesting, how the word of God skips over all the who's who. So it passes all the people who are in positions of power and authority, goes over the emperor, the governors, the tetrarchs, even the high priests themselves at that time. And the word of God comes and it rests on a strange man who dresses in strange clothes and eats strange things, and he lives in the wilderness. Why did God's power rest on John the Baptist? One, obviously because he was especially chosen by God, but two, also because he was working for God's glory, not for his own glory. He wanted God to increase and himself to decrease, as he says in John 3:30. In short, the word of God came to John the Baptist because he too was meek and humble of heart. That's why he was great in God's eyes. Same thing with Moses in the Old Testament. There's also another corollary here too, which we see in today's first reading. It's the fact that when you completely entrust yourself to the Lord, then it's the Lord himself who begins to come to your defense. The more out of a sense of pride or self-righteousness we want to defend ourselves, the less God will defend us. The more we're meek and humble of heart and entrusting our cares to the Lord, the more he will step in and defend us. And the more we are humble, the more we humble ourselves, the more the Lord will raise us up, not only in his own eyes, but even in the eyes of others too. Lastly, one of the proofs of Moses' greatness was not just the fact that he spoke face to face with God, as we read there in Numbers 12, verse 8. It wasn't just the fact that he didn't cry out to God for vengeance against those who were trying to usurp his authority. But also, we see the greatness of Moses in the fact that he intercedes for Miriam after she's afflicted because of her sin. Moses had compassion on his persecutors, even in this case when they were members of his own family. So there are many parallels between him and our Lord, but we'll just share those with you today, those that we see in today's reading. So let's ask Our Lady for the grace to be meek and humble like Moses was, and also to learn to entrust ourselves to the Lord with the same spirit of faith and trust that Moses did. When we stop trying to control everything and stop trying to justify ourselves, and we start instead placing everything into God's hands and entrusting everything to him and cultivating a spirit of humility and mercy inside of us, when we start doing all those things, then the Lord will do wonders for us, just like he did in today's reading from the book of Numbers. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.